Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Suppose that can be.
'Tis some visitor, he muttered, rapping at my chamber door.
Good evening, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, hello, Eddie.
I hate to bother you this late in the evening, but I wonder if I might speak to Wally.
Well, he's pretty busy studying, Eddie. Is it really important?
Oh, yes, it's very important. I'll only keep him a minute.
I see. Wally, Eddie Haskell's down here.
Okay, Dad, be right down.
Eddie, wouldn't it have been easier just to call Wally on the phone?
Well, yes, but what I have to tell him, I'd rather not discuss on the phone.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Wally, is there some place we could talk? Alone?
Well, sure. Come on in the den.
Mr. Cleaver, do you mind if we close the doors?
Not at all, Eddie. Go right ahead.
Okay, Eddie, what's the big mystery about?
Wally, I got the biggest news you've ever heard in your life.
Gee, no fooling.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to us in our entire career as teenagers.
Good morning, Mom. Good morning, Dad.
Morning, Wally. How about me?
Okay, you too.
By the way, Wally, did Eddie Haskell want anything important last night?
Yes, we just wondered. We don't want to pry.
Oh, it's no big deal. It's just that Eddie and I have been invited to join the Barons.
The Barons? What's that?
Well, that's a club at our high school.
Well, I don't recall hearing you speak of them before.
I don't recall hearing you speak of them before either.
Well, they're a bunch of guys I don't know too well. Like Ted Hansen, Rick Davis, Bert Hartzer, a bunch of guys like that.
Ted Hansen and the Davis boy? Oh, well, I know their mothers. Honey, you know Al Hansen, president of the country club.
Oh, yes, he's the fellow with the Swedish license plate on his station wagon.
What do the Barons do, Wally?
Well, Eddie says they have parties and dances and like that.
Well, they seem like a nice bunch of fellows.
Gee, I don't know, Dad. Eddie says they're the craziest.
Craziest?
Well, that doesn't mean they're squirrely or anything, Mom. It just means they're real cool guys.
You know, when I was a boy, when we said crazy, we meant crazy.
How backward.
Boy, Mom, I'll bet in those days you said something like swell or something, huh, Mom?
Well, no. I think we said keen.
Keen? They don't even use that on Dobie Gillis anymore.
Well, I think I'll go ahead and join with Eddie, as long as they ask both of us.
Wally, you don't seem to know many of the fellows well. Don't you think you should find out a little more about the Barons before you join up?
I know something about them. They're a weird bunch.
What do you mean, weird?
Well, you ought to see them, Mom. They all wear gray trousers, and they got these blue jackets and ties.
Well, they sound to me like a nice group of gentlemen.
That's what I mean. Weird.
Wally.
Oh, hi, Bessie. Did you want me?
Oh, yes, I just heard the wonderful news.
News?
Yes, about you joining the Baron.
Oh, yeah. Well, I haven't really joined yet.
Oh, they're the smoothest bunch of boys in the whole school.
Well, I don't know too many of the guys too well. I kind of know Rick Davis.
Rick Davis? Oh, he's a real doll.
Yeah, I guess so. He was on the track team, but he got cut from the squad before I had a chance to find out if he was a real doll or not. I mean, neat guy.
They give the greatest parties. I guess I'll be seeing you at some of them.
Well, yeah. I thought you were kind of going with Al Wilson.
Al Wilson? Oh, he's impossible. Well, he didn't even make it with the Barons. Well, I'll be seeing you, Wally.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
got it made.
Oh, hi, Lump. Oh, yeah, you mean this 86 in chemistry?
No, that's like nothing. I mean getting asked to join the Barons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was all right. Hey, did they ask you?
Are you kidding? I've been trying to get in for 2 years.
Well, how come they won't take you?
Because I'm a mess.
I don't think you're so much of a mess.
Listen, they're pretty fussy who they take. I've tried everything. I even had my father try to con Ted Hansen's father at the country club to let me in.
Gee, no fooling?
Yeah, but he got in a beef with my pop about him not wearing a golf shirt on Ladies' Day. Killed the whole deal.
Hi, Mom.
Well, little beaver, did you have a nice day?
No, I went to school. Hey, Mom, can I buy a surfboard for $40?
Well, I hardly think so. Anyway, you don't know how to ride a surfboard.
Oh, I wouldn't have to know how to ride it. Like, just sit it next to me on the beach so people would think I knew how to ride it.
Well, I'm afraid you're going to have to speak to your father about that.
Okay. I didn't think I could get it anyway. Hey, Mom! Hey, Mom, come here quick! Hurry up, Mom!
Beaver, what's the matter?
Look, it's Wally and Eddie, and look at the rich people they came home with.
Well, my heavens, aren't those lovely cars?
Yeah, boy, I never knew my brother was such a big shot.
Well, at least they're not old run-down jalopies. Not those boys well-dressed.
Yeah, I'm looking at burnt rubber. Hi, Wally. Hi, Eddie.
Hi, Dee.
Hello, Eddie. Well, Wally, I gather some friends drove you home.
Oh, yeah, Mom.
Yeah, we saw you. We were peeking out the window.
They're a wonderful group of fellows, Mrs. Cleaver. We have an initiation meeting Friday night. My father says that friendships with chaps like that can prove to be invaluable later on in life.
Yes, well, that's fine, Eddie, but do they always drive like that?
Oh, they were just fooling around, Mom.
Oh, yes, they have a very fine safety record, Mrs. Cleaver. Only 2 members of the club have ever had their licenses revoked.
Hey, Mom. Do you remember how last summer I wanted to be an atomic scientist?
Well, that's all you talked about.
Well, I changed my mind. When I grew up, all I want to be is a baron.
Hello, dear.
Oh, hi.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? 2 carloads of kids almost cut me off at the corner.
Oh, those must have been Wally's friends.
Wally's friends?
The Barons. They drove him and Eddie home.
Well, I'm not too surprised.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, Ed Barton, the vice principal, is a friend of mine. I called him today and sort of sounded him out about these Barons.
Oh, what did he say?
Well, it was odd. He didn't exactly have anything bad to say about the boys, but he didn't have anything good to say about them either. I got the impression that they're a little spoiled, a little too sophisticated, and certainly not much interested in grades or athletics.
But why would they want Wally in the club? He doesn't seem to fit in at all.
Well, he is on the track team and the football team. Could be they want him for his prestige value.
Oh, but if the club is this bad, don't you think we should just tell him that he can't go to the meeting on Friday night?
Well, look, dear, I don't approve of it any more than you do. But Wally's going to meet a lot of people in his lifetime. And sooner or later, he's going to have to learn to pick and choose the type he wants to be associated with.
Yes, but sports cars and boys with big ideas. That's a terrific lure for a boy Wally's age.
A boy any age. But we can't protect him forever, dear. Now, look, I thought I'd just sort of sound him out about the club and then let him go ahead and make up his own mind. It all boils down to this. We've either raised him right or we haven't. Now, let's just wait and see what kind of a decision he makes, huh?
Boy, I'm going to have to finish breakfast in a hurry. Eddie's coming by and pick me up in a couple minutes.
Well, I thought maybe one of your friends was going to drive you to school this morning.
Oh, no, Dad. Eddie and I are going to walk.
Well, I guess those boys can't get their father's cars every day.
Oh, those are Rick and Ted's own cars. Their fathers just pay the insurance.
Boy, Wally, it must be neat getting a club like that with cool guys.
You know, Wally, I'm a little curious. I know the Barons are supposed to be quite an exclusive group, but why was the club formed in the first place?
Why? Well, like I said, they have dances and parties and... Gee, Dad, you don't think there's anything wrong with those guys, do you?
Oh, I didn't say that. I just wondered how much you really knew about them.
Oh, they're real friendly guys, Dad. And they're real anxious for Eddie and I to join. Well, you know, Lumpy Rutherford said...
Wally!
Well, that must be Eddie out in front. I'll see you. Bye, Mom. Bye, Dad.
Bye, son.
Bye, dear.
You know, Dad, you're acting kind of funny about this club Wally's going to join.
Funny?
Yeah, sort of like the time I was going to send away for those white rats and raise them in the garage.
Hey, this is great. You guys always having your own table for lunch.
Oh, we like it this way. It saves eating with the creeps.
Well, it sure is neat of you guys to let us eat with you.
Don't be so over-emotional about everything, Haskell.
Oh, sorry.
You fellas are going to be at the meeting tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll be there.
Boy, this food gets worse and worse around here all the time.
Well, here, try my dessert, Rick. I'm really not very hungry. Well, go ahead. Be my guest.
Sure. Come on, let's go to the bowling alley for lunch.
Yeah, come on, Wally. Let's go.
Rick, before this initiation meeting tonight, I've been meaning to ask you. What do the barons do?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what do they stand for? What's their purpose?
Purpose?
Well, yeah. Well, what I mean is, every club's got to have some kind of a purpose, don't they?
Well, I'll tell you, Cleaver, old boy. Our purpose is to improve the social status of this moth-eaten educational institution.
See you at the meeting, guys.
Yeah, see you at the meeting. Thanks a lot, fellas.
You know something, Eddie? I'm not as anxious to join these barons as I thought I was.
What do you mean? You're not thinking of backing out or anything, are you?
Well, I just might.
After all, I was the one that recommended you to my friends in the first place. I wouldn't want to take advantage of the situation by joining without you.
Oh, well, that's okay, Eddie. If you want to go ahead and join, it's all right. You can just tell the guys at the meeting tonight that I won't be there.
All right, I will.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Wally, sit down a minute, will you? Look, Wally, you gotta join the barons.
Well, why?
Well, on account I made a deal. I've been heckling Rick and the guys to take me. They finally said they'd take me if I could get you to join.
Oh, you're kidding, Eddie.
No. You see, the vice principal has been eyeballing the barons. And I guess they figure if they could get guys like you to join, it'd make them look better.
Well, I don't want to join something just to make them look better.
It's okay for you to say that. You got a lot of stuff going for you at school. But how'd you like to be like me? I gotta make a noise like a brass band or nobody even notices me.
Oh, you're not that bad, Eddie.
Look, Wally, you at least gotta go to the meeting with me tonight.
Okay, Eddie, you come by the house tonight and I'll go with you. Hey, what are you doing?
Nothing. You know, chocolate pudding's my favorite dessert.
Hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Oh, you going out tonight?
Yeah, Dad. This is the night that Eddie and I are going to that club meeting.
Oh, well, you're going ahead and joining, huh?
Well, yeah, I guess so, Dad.
Oh, well, fine.
You mean you don't want me to?
Oh, I think that's up to you, Wally. Something you have to make up your own mind about.
Well, Eddie, well, don't you look like quite the young man around town?
Yes, ma'am. I went out for the debating team at school. It gives a fellow a certain poise.
I didn't know you were on the team.
Oh, good evening, Mr. Cleaver.
Oh, Eddie. Well, you're certainly dressed up.
Oh, yes, sir. Real cool, wouldn't you say? The shoes are Italian. The man at the store said they're just like the ones the men at Princeton wear. Do you like them?
Well, yes, they're very Italian.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Cleaver. Is Wally ready for the meeting?
Yeah, he's upstairs. You can go on up, Eddie.
Thank you, sir.
Ward, is Wally going to the meeting?
Yeah. I was hoping he wouldn't, but I'm not going to forbid him. And remember, you said all those boys came from nice families.
I guess I was just impressed by the fact they were clean.
You know, Eddie, You look like a dummy in a store window.
Listen, Squirt, take that back.
Okay, then you just look like a dummy.
Cut it out, Eddie.
Oh, no, you're not going to wear that.
Well, why not? It's my suit.
But, Sam, it's not the uniform. It's not cool.
Boy, I'll say it isn't. It's hot. How can they want you to wear a suit to a meeting anyway?
Boy, Wally, you know, sometimes I worry about you.
You worry about him?
We'll be right out, fellas.
Ward, I don't like the idea of Wally going out in a racing car with a bunch of boys who are trying to grow up too fast.
Oh, I know, dear, but we agreed to let Wally see this thing through himself.
Yes, Ward, but can't you warn him that...
Come on, they're waiting. Oh, Mrs. Cleaver.
Wally, you look very nice.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Mom. Well, I guess we better be going. I'll see you, Dad.
Have a good time, boys.
Yes, ma'am, I'm sure we'll have a very lovely evening.
Ward, the boys are leaving.
Oh, Wally, what time do you expect to be home?
Oh, don't worry about me, Dad. I'll be home as soon as the meeting breaks up.
Wally,
Yes, Dad?
Have a good time, son.
Yeah, sure, Dad.
Boy, Mom, Wally belongs to a real neat club now, huh?
Well, he hasn't joined officially yet.
Hey, Mom, are you worried about something?
Well, Beaver, when you're raising a family, there's always something to be worried about.
Well, Eddie said the Barons are real cool. You know what cool means, don't you, Mom?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think it means not so hot.
Gee, I never thought of it that way.
Good night, Beaver.
Good night, Mom.
What time is it now?
Oh, I didn't notice. A quarter 12.
Clock's slow. It's 10 of.
Enough?
Dear, why don't you go on to bed? You don't have to wait up for Wally.
Oh, honey, I wasn't waiting up for Wally. I just thought I'd like to read a little longer.
Oh.
What do you suppose happened? They're coming back in Eddie's car.
Oh, hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. You still up?
Yeah, well, we were just going up to bed.
You came home in Eddie's car?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time?
Well, yeah, it was okay, I guess.
You know, how'd the meeting go?
Well, they never really got around to a meeting.
Well, what did they do?
Well, they just kind of hung around and goofed off. Some of the guys played pool.
Pool?
Yeah, Rick's got a pool table in his playroom, and all kinds of other junk, too. Most of the time, they just sat around and knocked stuff. You know, the school, other people, just about everything.
Well, it sounds like a very large house.
That's pretty big, all right.
Did you meet his father and mother?
No, his mother's in Europe, I think. And his father's on some kind of a business trip.
Well, who takes care of Rick?
Well, there was a maid there, and then there was this guy in a white coat that opened doors and served sandwiches. Boy, you know something, Mom? I never realized before that a house could be too big. Well, I'm pretty tired. I think I'm going to go to bed. This club stuff's for the birds.
Say, Wally, how'd you happen to come back in Eddie's car?
Oh, I don't know. The guys kind of bored me. And then some of the guys wanted to go somewhere and get some beer, so Eddie and I decided to cut out.
Well, but Eddie didn't have his car with him.
Well, no, we walked over to Eddie's house.
You walked all the way to Eddie's house?
Yeah, and then he drove me home. Boy, after all that walking and those Italian shoes, Eddie decided that the club stuff was for the birds, too. Good night.
Good night, son.
Night.
You know something, Dad? I don't think I'll ever be a cool guy.
Well, son, some of us never make it.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, dear, there comes a time when you just have to stop saying no to your child and let him find his way for himself.
Well, I wasn't worried. You were the one that was worried.
Well, I wasn't worried a bit. I know he wouldn't join that club.
You know, Wally, I don't think Dad wanted to join that Barons Club in the first place.
I don't think he did either.
Did he tell you not to join it?
No.
Well, how come? Well, if he doesn't want me to join something, he just says, don't do it. And that's that.
Well, I'm getting older, and he wants me to make my own decisions.
Oh. Well, then if you make the wrong one, he's in the clear, huh?
No, it's just that he's training me for life so I can handle stuff on my own. After all, one of these days, I'll probably get married and have to know how to handle my own kids.
I don't think I'd make a good father.
Well, how do you know?
Well, if I didn't like pushing kids around when I was a hall monitor, how come I'm going to like it any better just because I'm a father?
Well, look, Beaver, when you have kids, you just naturally know how to take good care of them.
How come?
Well, because that's all you can do with kids. That's how come.
Oh.
You know, painting faces on eggs really has become a lost art, but not when jolly Malcolm Merriweather wheels into town. Bernard Fox, Dr. Bombay on Bewitched, plays the jaunty Brit next on The Andy Griffith Show.